My name is Samuel Ojeda. I'm from northwestern Mexico, the Yoreme Nation. And I'm a drummer here. I'm a singer. I'm a dancer. I'm a craftsman. I do arts and crafts. And I work at the Friendship Native Center.
In Montreal, right?
In Montreal, yes.
And how long have you been doing all of those different things for?
Well, very strongly, the past 6 years of my life, you know, I've been very devoted to this. I had been before, but this is stronger now.
Okay. And for the drumming specifically, what exactly are the songs that you guys are
We play all kinds of songs, you know, for different purposes, different kinds of dance, for different kinds of dancers. We have the grass dance, we have the crow hop, we have the songs for women too, like the jingle dress, the fancy shawl, you know. So, and each and every one of them have different vibrations, you know, that have been like sacred teachings from the ancient ones.
Okay. So as far as the drumming is concerned, how long does one usually have? How does a person start?
The Native American school is just, you learn in the doing, you know, since you're a little kid. If you can notice that, you know, there are kids right now, they're about 3-4 years old and they're already dancing. You just watch, wait, and do it, you know, and
Do you find that a lot of the youth coming up right now are interested in carrying on?
It's been very strongly now, recently, not before, you know, but right now I've seen a lot of young people, you know, really getting into it, and it's really good to see that, you know, we're getting back our roots, what we once were and what we are now and what we will be, you know.
And as far as the drums, with the rhythms and the things that you're doing with the drums, has there been a lot of changes in the rhythm?
Yeah, there have been a lot of changes. Before, we just didn't have any words to the songs. Now we're creating our own songs. When we make our songs, we put words into them, you know. Sometimes they carry words in English. Sometimes they carry words in our own language.
And what are you trying to say with, like, the communication? What is the communication?
Well, it's a very funny thing. Sometimes you just say, my braids are just, you know, like, dancing with me, and they look beautiful, and it's a good thing to see my braids move, and that's all we say, you know. Or we see, it's just the dancers are beautiful, and they look so bright with the colors they're wearing, you know, and that's what we say. Very simple things. And sometimes we talk to the braid spirit too, you know. So it depends on what we make up out of the song.
Rob, round of applause. Man, oh man, they deserve it, man. They really deserve it. That's a good job, girls. Very good, very good. You guys are all true champions. Now we're going to call upon the girls' fancy to head out there. There should be about 8 of you. And host drum, you are going to be called upon to sing a straight and fancy song. You know, ladies and gentlemen, even though all these songs kind of sound alike and stuff like that, they're all different songs. We have about 165,000 powwow songs. Lots of them, man. Lots of them. All sing differently. Slightly different. Different words. All right, stand by. We're going to turn these girls loose here right away. They're smooth and they're graceful and they're so beautiful. Post Drum has got a good song for these girls. Okay, girls, make sure you dance hard. You are dancing your final contest song. Four times through. There should be eight of you out there. Step forward, girls, step forward so we can see who you are. Step forward. Again, I want to encourage all the young girls out there and the boys, stay in your regalia because you never know. Just in case your ties, when we call upon you, we need you to be ready. Parents, grannies, grandpas, make sure your kids are not too far away in case there's a tie in your category. All right, take it away, Host Drum. This is it. This is it. Hold on to your britches, man. This is going to fly.
My name is Violet John. I'm Taino and Plains Cree. The Plains Cree community is from, the Plains Cree Nation is from northern Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba, so we go a long ways. The powwow actually originated on the Plains area, so our style of dance or this style of powwow actually originated in my area. So I've been dancing since I was about 2 years old, so just about since I could walk. And I've been completely involved with powwow dance. I also do justice theater and things like that within the community, so there's a lot of modern and contemporary dance that I have, and I also add that to my native style dancing when I can, because sometimes they can really intermix, and that's just a background of it. Well, I've been dancing the junior categories, and I'll be dancing the adult categories. Yesterday, I danced the smoke style, which is this area. And I've been to a few powwows to understand the smoke style dance, but my specialty is more of the intertribal dances. And when I danced, I mostly judged the women's categories, which was the traditional, the jingle, and the fancy. And that's what I'll be judging also this later this afternoon, but of course not my style, which would be women's fancy. And we judge them on timing. I even judge them on if they look tired. It's really easy to tell if, it kind of loses a lot of the energy if they look tired. And their fancy footwork, because I've been dancing and I also tried men's dances, my little sister is the only one of two grass dancers in all of Canada. So I've kind of picked up on what she looks at when she dances, which helps me. You can kind of tell what move is hard when you've done it. So you know they're really trying out there when you've already known that the moves are really hard. And I also judge on if their arms are up. For fancy especially, it's my favorite dance. It's the dance I always been dancing. And I judge if their arms are up high and if their feet are kicking really, really big and if their outfit is looking kept. It doesn't have to be nice, like perfect beadwork, but it should be well kept. Then you know it's a good person that's inside that's dancing.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, all these judges that are out here judging, they have to go to judges school. They graduated with a master's degree. You can't judge unless you have a master's degree in judging, powwow judging.
Well, there's definitely a culture shift, and this is apparent right here in Ganawage because their traditional dances are not the Western style the dances in the Plains area. So this is a very obvious culture shift that you'll notice, and you won't find really any Crees, which I am doing the smoke dance out west, because I think maybe in the future, maybe it might happen. But there's that apparent of my little sister, in order to dance the men's style dance, it's called the Grass Dance Society, and she had to ask men from all across Canada if she was allowed to dance the style dance. She's a really shy girl, so it's really surprising to see her go up to all these, you know, really big men and really important men in their communities and ask them if they can dance, if she can dance. And that takes a lot. Because she's the only one of two, she really carries herself well and lets people know that she's a woman doing this. Most of the time, she doesn't mind when people call her a guy because she doesn't like a lot of attention because she's so shy. But But yeah, I'm really proud of her for really being committed this whole time. I think you can incorporate breakdancing with the more newer dance. I don't really want to get into it because it's a really long story about the men's fancy dance. But it actually started because there was no fast dance a long time ago. And when Buffalo Bill Cody came here and picked up the natives to bring them to Europe to show them, you know, the wild Indians, the natives were actually, you know, it's not that interesting to see a bunch of the traditional dances, which are slow. So the native men, you know, they were at their teenage or their adolescent years at that time. So they made up a dance and it transformed today's modern fancy dance, and we still dance that today, and it can use cartwheels, and I guess you can try and throw a stall in there at the end, but I don't know if I've seen it done, but yeah, but they have huge muscles, so they can't like really get down, but I know some of them do cartwheels, and I've seen a backflip, and I don't really know how he did it. He was a small man, so maybe like it, but it was really, it's really hard. That's the only style I can see actually introducing other things with my style dance. I guess I can try throw like dancing moves into it, but I don't think you could really tell because I'm wearing a shawl and a skirt and everything that's really big. So, but other than that, oh, and the women's jingle lift their feet way higher than they used to. Okay. It was so low a long time ago, and that's the traditional style. Mm-hmm. Today the jingle is like almost as high as fancy, which is really different. And that's about it. You can't really, it's really hard to try and throw something new in because it just doesn't, it kind of has to evolve. And I think bit by bit it is.
I've been drumming and singing since I was 10 years old, which is around 1990. I come from a reserve called Base Platte. It's near Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Okay.
Yeah. But I've moved down here around 2000. Yeah. Well, I moved down to Gunnasadage. Yeah, I've been drumming for 15 years now, since I was 10. Well, I started singing first, and then my grandmother gave us a drum. And then from there, we've been going to powwows, we've been learning all the, I guess, powwow etiquette, all the rules or all the traditions. I myself am a drum keeper. I'm the one who bring the drum here at the powwow at Ganawage. Our name is Red-Tailed Spirit Singers. As it's true time, as you learn, when you first get a drum, you'll call it a name. Then maybe as time goes on, you get another drum, you give that a different name. Or if the group splits up and you end up going with someone else, you with their name. Yeah, but right now I'm with the Red Tail Spirit Singers, and we drum quite a bit over at the Native Friendship Center in Montreal. I've been teaching a number of guys there.
Slightly different words. All right, stand by. We're going to turn these girls loose here right away. They're smooth and they're graceful and they're so...
During grand entry of flag song, well, any special song or honor song, everyone has to take off their hat unless it has an eagle feather.
Okay, thank you.
Now, the eagle feather, I guess it signifies that you've earned respect of everyone around and through the tradition. And everyone else has to take off their hat in honor and respect of what's going on.
Yeah. Step forward. Again, I want to encourage all the young girls out there and the boys, stay in your regalia because you never know. just in case there are ties. When we call upon you, we need you.
Well, no dancer can't dance without the music, so. But with words and without words, there is a difference. Like, traditionally, there's no words in the songs unless it's used in ceremony. But as times come on and competitions start getting more popular, they start using words during there. And now during your regular intertribal powwow, they'll have words in intertribal songs. Yeah, a lot of traditional men's, traditional women's, traditional songs will not have any words. Well, there's a lot of different songs, and since there's a lot of different dancers, it's not always explained at every powwow. Competition, they might explain a bit, but in a traditional powwow, if there's an exhibition song, they'll gather, say, grass dancers only or traditional dancers only, and one person might explain about that that regalia that they wear, the outfit. But other than that, most of the time we go to our elders and ask them what this is. But sometimes some dancers are, or the style of dancing is completely new. Yeah. As we, as far as I know, I don't know anything about the chicken dancers. Yeah.
And that one's pretty new.
It's new to me anyway, so I haven't.
Yeah. And what about the rhythms? Are there new rhythms, or do you guys stay with traditional rhythms?
Well, the traditional rhythm would be similar to the heartbeat. And like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, boom, boom, boom. That's the traditional beat. It would be, that is the heartbeat of Mother Earth, or our nation. But as time went on, new beats came along. Like the crow hop, it's a bit slower. It's, well, as far as I know, when the crow hop, instead of walking, they want to go a little bit faster, they end up hopping. Yeah. Also with the, in Ontario, we call it the 49er. A lot of other places call it the round dance. It's boom, 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 boom. And that's a newer style since it hasn't been around that long.
I understand that song. Judges, come over here. Come over here quickly.
Well, we're learning the southern style of powwow songs. And their drumming is a little bit different. Well, it's in certain parts of the song, it's different. Yeah, and we gotta try to learn the understanding of what that part means, the different part, and what kind of dancers dance that song, and what its meaning is. Yeah.
And as far as the, obviously when you were growing up, you probably had many mentors and things like that to help you along your way. Are you doing the same thing now, mentoring youth to be the same thing that you're doing?
Yeah, actually I am. Well, with the Friendship Center, well, we have one youth, but the rest are older who want to try to get back into their tradition. So I just spread the knowledge of what I know. I'm not going to mix or try to come up with things just to fill in the blanks, but I'll just explain what I know and try to help them along in their way. I see that the youth are more interested in dancing. One, I like because they use a lot of energy. But it's also because of the new styles, the grass dance, the fancy dance. They're all energetic. They all do magnificent style of dancing. But there are still a number of youth that come to the drum. Yeah. And they enjoy it very much. So a lot of times they're a dancer and a drummer at the same time.